أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما وجدنا لأكثرهم من عهد وإن وجدنا أكثرهم لفاسقين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 102 of Surah Al-A'raf. Up to here, if we just recap, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had begun the incident of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, that of Shaitan, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took us through the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat, this life that Allah has given us, and Allah Ta'ala spoke about Akhirat, and then Allah Ta'ala spoke about those Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam that had come, invited the nations, and the nations did not accept. Concluding that part of the discussion, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا وَجَدَنَا لِأَكْثَرِهِمْ مِنْ عَهَدٍ وَإِنْ وَجَدَنَا أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَفَاسِقِينَ. And we did not find in most of them, in other words, in most of insan, in most of humankind, the observance of the covenant, the observance of the pledge. What pledge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about? Most of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum would say, like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum would say, that this was the covenant, and this was, number one, the pledge that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken with all of mankind in the alame arwah, in the realm of the arwah, when all the souls were together. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked one question, and that question actually was by way of a covenant, a pledge that Allah Ta'ala had taken with each and every one of us. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? We need to understand that at that time, there was no dunya, there was nothing as far as materialism was concerned. It was arwah, it was the souls, it was the ruh. And every one of mankind, whoever that person then turned out to be, whether it was the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam on the one hand, on the other hand, whether it was the Firauns and the Hamans and the Qaruns and the Abu Jahls of this world, every one of us said, Bala. In other words, Anta Rabbuna, O Allah, without any shadow of doubt whatsoever, You are our Rabb. Now this is what Allah Ta'ala on the one hand is speaking about, that when you take stock of mankind, you will find that most of mankind is not observing this ahad, not observing this pledge that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had taken with us. Many of the people, they have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they disregarded Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many ascribe partners to Allah ta'ala. Many speak of the non-existence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then left are us who've brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now for us is to bring this reality into our lives, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our Rabb. We've discussed this before, just the synopsis of it. Open the Quran Sharif, the very first verse of the Quran Sharif, the very opening of our namaz, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There is a reinforcement of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of the entire universe. Change the position from Qiyam, go into Ruku, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. Again there's a reinforcement. Change the position, Rabbana Lakal Hamd. Again the Rabbana, that Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb. Go down into Sajda, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. Again there is this reinforcement. This dunya, go into the qabr, change the situation, Alame Barzakh. What's the question? Mar Rabbuk. Who is your Rabb? So this is that continuous reinforcement with regards to the Rabb and the Rububiyat and the Lordship and Sustainership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that sustains. Just one point that we need to remember about Rabb. When we look at the original definition of Rabb, what is the definition of Rabb? That being that brings from non-existence, he brings a thing into existence. There is absolutely nothing, then Allah Ta'ala brings nothing into something. Nothingness Allah Ta'ala brings into being. We were never there, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought us into existence. And then Allah Ta'ala sustains, and Allah sustains according to our conditions. The child in the womb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sustains differently. The child that has come out of the womb, Allah Ta'ala sustains differently from the milk of the mother. And like that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has taken and seen our condition, and according to that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sustains. So the one aspect is that Alastu bi Rabbikum, the rububiyat, that Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb, that needs to be reinforced all the time into our hearts. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that further thereafter, then is our covenant with Allah Ta'ala. And what is our covenant with Allah Ta'ala? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now are we on this covenant of La ilaha illallah, that there is no deity, there is no object of worship, there is no Lord, there is no power, there is no might, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is no one that can incapacitate Allah Ta'ala. There is no one that can make the plans of Allah Ta'ala fail. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is only Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam who will be the model of my life. It is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam whom I will follow, and one way of life, and that is the way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So wama wajadana li aktharihim min ahadin, that we had not found most of mankind observing this covenant, this pledge that we had taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa in wajadana aktharahum lafasiqin, and certainly we found most of them to be disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to reinforce this rububiyat, the lordship of Allah ta'ala, into our hearts, into our minds. And may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to continue on this covenant of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.